Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you, who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
And it's live out here at the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Thanks to our sponsors, Great Midwest Bank, Bear Sunrooms, which we're inside the Sunroom studio right now, and I'm sweating, so I've had to walk out in the middle of the break. Make sure I can cool down a little bit. Gary Ellerson's hanging out over here. Leroy Butler's stunned. He didn't even have a jacket on as Gary's chilling out. Are those some of your Cole Haan shoes that you picked up on Black Friday?
Yeah, you like those?
Those are really nice.
Aren't they nice?
Man.
$30.
Oh, those were the ones you got on Black Friday.
I couldn't
like tell us about, right?
Couldn't even sniff those. Those are nice looking.
$30, $300.
Well, yeah, you're not an NFL. Ooh. You don't get an NFL discount.
I can't afford Jordans like Leroy.
For sure. Or Freak ones.
You ain't, these fake.
Them ain't $30 right there.
These Leroy fake. I got these at the barbershop.
You know, I can't afford $30.
Matter of fact, between the barbershop and the Jordan. Gas station, I met a guy there and got him.
You know, and he got that leather jacket on.
I gave him an autograph and a selfie for him.
Yeah, this is an interesting look Leroy's got today.
Yeah.
Normally, Leroy matches what he's wearing.
He's matching.
But today, he's matching his jacket.
Yeah.
Not everything else.
It is not even real leather.
But it's
leather.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, but with that sweat, it's when plastic. That jacket's off, he no longer matches. Yeah,
but
he does because he's got a nice little grout fit going on.
He doesn't take it off.
Well, my face is brown.
He'll open up every door in here before he take it off.
So that way, because he wouldn't match that.
Yeah, he wouldn't match.
They're missing all my
that joke yesterday, and I don't know if you noticed yesterday, he had the blue shoes on with the blue jacket.
Yeah, they were nice shoes.
Black, right?
Arctic
right.
Blue.
And I'm freezing in here.
I was freezing too.
Freezing.
When I left,
this
I was like,
got
that
every
was cold.
Window open in here.
Is that why?
I said, why don't you take the doggone coat off? Got blue shoes.
Oh, my Lord. That's why we froze yesterday?
That's why we freeze yesterday.
Man.
For long.
Y'all need to stop this.
Give me some
for long.
That, man.
Come on, baby. Todd. You know what I'm saying. These old people don't know nothing, man.
They don't know about the style you have to keep up. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? All-State Insurance Brothers
Consolidated. You know when you're old, you can't cross. You know why you can't cross.
No, you just rock. You just rock back and forth.
You're old.
Yes, you just rock.
You're old, you can't cross your legs. That
tell somebody go get the Epsom
drop
salt ready.
Down there.
Yeah, go get the Epsom salt ready. Hey, Billy, I did want to ask you about these tender contracts. I'm kind of confused being a football guy. Because I see Jimmy Nelson, somebody who we liked, of course.
Absolutely. Got us in trouble down in spring training.
And I also want Steve to reset those questions that he's going to ask David Stearns on Saturday because I want to know what he's getting himself into when he come out here.
Got worse after last night.
Well, you know, Salamadino, I get that. Travis Shaw, I get that. But Junior Guerra and Jimmy Nelson, they have not been tendered. Now, that can cost you a lot of money.
Well, and
but how does that work?
The toughest part is then the five guys that were non-tendered yesterday, that was the most in all of baseball. So
really?
If anybody really took out the axe yesterday, it was David Stearns. Something that a lot of teams aren't going to do is let five dudes just walk out of the door with club control, and a lot of these guys with multiple years of club control. Mm. The Travis Shaw one, all of these guys, when you go into the arbitration process, you're going to get a pay raise no matter how bad your season was the year before. So however bad it was, Travis Shaw was going to get a pay raise if he goes into arbitration.
Similar to
Orlando Arcia. His slot value yesterday was expected to be around $2.8, $2.9 million. The Brewers signed him for just over $2
million. Okay.
So they save a little bit of money up front. They knew what they wanted to pay Orlando Arcia, and Adam McAlvey made it pretty abundantly clear on Twitter, and then he was on with Bill Michaels earlier today. If Orlando Arcia wasn't cool with that kind of number, it would have been $6 million. I mean, they were willing to flip this roster over and go back at it at a totally different way with a new group of guys because it didn't work in 2018, didn't work in 2019. David Stearns is not going to beat his head into a wall and watch the same group of guys not do it for three straight
years.
Steve,
is this rebuilding before our eyes?
Well, let's see how they fill out the roster. I mean, in order to answer that question, let's see how they go about this. If they go out there and sign some names.
I'm just saying as of today.
Well, yeah, as of today. I mean, they're reloading, rebuilding. Rebuilding and reloading, I think, are two different very things, right?
Well,
reloading means you're redoing the roster, but with quality players. Rebuilding means you're redoing the roster with a bunch of young players that haven't done anything yet, right?
Yes.
And that's still what we don't know.
You expect 100 losses.
Right, and we still don't know which way this is going.
Right from that.
But the Travis Shaw one, to me, was the interesting one.
Okay.
Travis Shaw one is interesting because they went to Travis Shaw, told him what they thought he was worth and how they wanted to work this. And Travis Shaw's agent apparently said, "We're good. Travis doesn't want to be here. So we're going to go try our luck somewhere else." Mm. So he pretty much said, "I don't want to be here. So if you're giving me the option to say, I don't have to come back, then I don't want to come back. I want to go somewhere else and have the opportunity." And his agent said something along the lines of, "We need somebody to have faith and trust in him," or something along those, some goofy line like
that. Well, it was a yo-yo season.
Anybody had trust and faith in Travis Shaw, they would think it was a Brewers.
Gave him a bunch of chances.
Man, if you were a player and you were struggling like that,
you'd be done.
They stuck with you.
For two years.
Yes.
Stuck with you, man.
Well, he was productive, too, now.
Two straight years.
So
for 2 years, he hit over 60 homers combined.
That's when you just get bad information, though, from people. That's all that
is. So you did feel like they definitely did give Travis Shaw more than a fair shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a player, as a former player, I thought the Brewers were very fair. I thought Craig Counsell was bent over back, man. Now, there must have been something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, but I thought they were very fair.
Think about this roster right now. Mm-hmm. Manny Pena is your starting catcher. He's a backup, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be okay. We've talked about Billy. And I'm fine if he's the starting catcher. But for what we had
last year,
what we had last year, he was the backup, right? Yeah. So you don't have a starting catcher. You don't have a starting first baseman.
Yeah.
Your starting second baseman you have who can hit and can't play defense. You have a shortstop that's supposed to be a stud if he plays over Orlando Arcia. That you acquired in the trade.
Right.
You have no third baseman. Because at this point, if I'm
– Well, they're going to put that young man at third, that's just what they say.
And we'll see what they do.
If
I'm David Stearns, I want some veterans for the corners, first and third. Arcia can rotate in and be the utility guy around the infield, second, short, whatever has to be there.
Okay.
Outfield is set, right? Kane, Yelich, Braun, those guys are in place. Fourth outfielder is set. You brought back Gamble, so you don't have to worry about that. Your biggest issue right now is you got to find a first and a third baseman. There are no catchers out there unless you trade for somebody. But you have to spend some of this free agent money on the corners, and then you've got to spend some free agent money on fixing this pitching staff, which you've now completely undone.
It appears that the money is going to go to the pitching
staff. Jimmy Nelson is the one that shocked me more than anybody else.
Yeah. That was surprising to you guys? Surprising to me.
Not in today, it's not surprising.
I don't think he's done.
Well, they don't have a role for him. Out of the bullpen, he's not a starter. They don't really know, so it's best to just kind of
move on.
But everybody felt like the Brewers' decisions yesterday, and also we have to be fair and group in, 4 years, $64 million for Mike Moustakas, I think, was definitely the trigger that brought this to the forefront yesterday. He goes to Cincinnati Reds,
because they had
stays
to
into
him.
The division. They said that they wanted to have him back, but 4 years, they weren't going to do it for Yasmani Grandal. It was clear they weren't going to do it for Mike Moustakas. Does that feel like your Milwaukee Brewers are being cheap? 414-799-1250. Then again, I go glass half full is how it usually goes. To me, feels more responsible than anything, because you go from a organization that's bottom two, bottom three every single year in overall revenue to $130 million payroll, highest that you've ever gone to.
Mm-hmm.
You knew they were going to scale back some. Now, $60 million, I don't believe is actually what they're going to scale back to. But, Sparky, do I expect them to put back all $60 million that they saved over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, back into the payroll? No, and I don't know if it's necessarily fair to.
I disagree 110%.
I expected, and I've said it
on the air, that I expected them to raise their payroll this year from last year because of all the additional revenue you were getting with all these new logos and everything else. Attendance-wise, they were rock solid last year. They expected to be rock solid this year. Now, after all of this, who knows? Now, they've got time before their on-deck event at the end of January, and normally they end up doing something before that event to push that a little bit player-wise. Maybe it's just good fortune. But for me, It's interesting. You didn't want to give Grandal 4 years. Neither did I, right? Because of the knees, the catcher position. I said, I'm fine with 4 years as long as he agrees to play first base for the last 2 years of that deal, or whatever the case may be. If not, then I'm not interested. But that was an age thing, right? He's, what, 30, 31, somewhere in that area? Okay. And then Moustakas, he is 31, and you didn't want to do that deal for 4 years. But, funny enough, you were willing to give 5 years to Lorenzo Cain, who also is in that same age range, and give him the money. Why? Because you were pushing your chips in and kind of going for it at that point. And that's what you were kind of looking at and going for. It was more of a short-term buy than it was a long-term buy. We can get out of this after 3 or 4 years. We want to move him around if need be, but we're going to kind of go for it right now. Now you look at these other two, and you're not willing to do it anymore. To me, it feels like, and we'll see what they do going forward, it feels like to me they just took their foot and took it off the accelerator and are kind of reassessing really how competitive they're going to be this year. And maybe they have a new goal of where they're going to ramp this thing back up, fix it in front of our eyes, as Gary would say, except in this case, we all see what's happening. They're not doing it subtly. They're just telling everybody, we're going to do it. And to David Stearns' credit, who has been out here at the Toy Drive the last couple of years, he'll be out here on Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Toy Drive at Blades Farm and Fleet here in Oak Creek. To his credit, he said after the year they were going to overhaul this roster like they have never done before. And he is staying true to his word, Gary Ellerson.
No, he is. And I think the scariest part about it, we don't know where they're going. And I think that's the unknown. And so we'll just have to, in Stearns we trust. I think that's where we're at right
now. So you are in that camp because people were, and social network was more important than the one that people were going ballistic on that belief was, how on earth can you just say you just trust this guy because of what they've done in the past? They've shown you they're not going to spend money. I think he's shown that they're going to do whatever they can to be as competitive as possible. Well, whatever that means to you is different.
Well, look, I wouldn't pay Grandal that contract, and I wouldn't give Moustakas that extra year.
That's just how it goes. And but, I mean, sadly, that's the nature of the business.
But I'm glad they got paid somewhere else because I think they're both great guys.
100%,
Does that make sense to you or no?
Well, 100%, primarily because you're a former player.
Yeah.
You see that aspect of it. You saw Mike Moustakas pass up a qualifying offer for $17 million.
Nobody wants to play on a one-year deal.
Take two one-year deals to get that back. Now he finally cashes in for his $16 million a year and gets what he deserves. Guys, you should go and get what you deserve this holiday season. That is the Mercedes-Benz you've always been dreaming of. It's over at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. It's just waiting for you. Conveniently off of 43 North at Silver Spring, blocks away from the Bayshore Town Center in Glendale, 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee you're going to go to. So there's no excuse not to go and check out the huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles they have out at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. They're working hard to close out their record-breaking year right now, so come and be a part of it, as I assure you that they will do whatever it takes to get you in the Mercedes-Benz you've always dreamed of today. Go check them out at MercedesBenzMilwaukeeNorth.com. When you get there, ask for Austin Della. He's the sales manager. Tell him the Wendy's Big Show sent you. And then drive out here. We want to see that brand-new Benz. And we're at 6th and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. If you're pulling up in a new Mercedes-Benz, we'll bring the dip jar right on out to you. Just drop that card right on in. Make a donation to us as well as new unwrapped toys for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. It's the 13th annual Toy Drive. We're back with more after this. Do you believe your Milwaukee Brewers are being cheap? Wendy's Big Show is back after this on The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on The Fan.
The 13th annual Fan Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, live out here from the Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Just had our man Glenn stop in, talk to us as well. He met Leroy over at Pick and Save in the Metro Market.
Never.
Over on Oakland. That's a smart guy.
That's
a smart guy. That's one of my favorite places, though, over there at the Metro Market, because they got all the good produce and everything you need, and you can hang out in the produce section with Leroy Butler. You can hang out with us out here inside the Bears Sunroom Studios. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, as I said, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, thanks to Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind all week long for presenting us out here, and as well as presenting Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman out in Waukesha today. Blaine's Farm and Fleet out there off 94. You can find them donating and taking your toy donations from 4 to 6 o'clock this afternoon out here in Oak Creek.
I like those guys. Are we going to call them on the phone?
Yeah, we will. 4 o'clock. We will call them.
I want to be on the phone when we call
them. Do you,
Steve, I just told everybody to go over to the staging area over here.
Yeah, we got that other sunroom out here from Bear Sunrooms.
Yeah.
And wanted to make sure instead of the Oak Creek mayor freezing outside that he could actually go get warm in our staging area, our green room.
The green room.
Got a nice couch in there, the whole
Who's over there, Steve? You know who's all over there?
I just know Mayor Dan is over there.
Mayor Dan? Why you don't know anybody else? Room
green? Well, I mean, our people are over there from sales.
Who's our people?
Eric is over there, one of our sales managers, Brian Pierce, one of our sales reps.
Yeah.
And I don't know who the other gentleman is wearing the yellow jacket. There you go.
Yeah.
Those are the four guys hanging out over next to us, adjacent, as some would say, here
adjacent
on the Wendy's
I
Big
like
Show.
That word.
105.7 FM.
He
the
could
fan
just say next to us.
1258. Well, I don't know. I said next to us like three times, so I figured I'd try to change
well,
it.
Well, Wendell's finest.
Well, he's smart.
Got to showcase the word choice as well as you can do. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You feel the Milwaukee Brewers are being cheap with their decisions that they made yesterday to non-tender five different players, the most out of any team in pro baseball. The changes are going to be swift. They're going to be big. And earlier today, Sparky, John Heyman was on the station, talked to Chuck and Winkler, and mentioned to the fact that he has heard that they are at least in conversations or interested, should be one of the suitors for at least one of the big name pitchers. Now, that's not going to be Gerrit Cole. It's not going to be Steven Strasburg. Could be a Zach Wheeler. We don't know. Could be a Madison Bumgarner or whatever. But are those the names that is exactly what Brewers fans have been waiting for this whole time? Because, I mean, I've been doing this postgame show a lot less time than you did doing Brewer baseball. And so you were here when they finally gave the big contract to Jeff Suppan, and everybody thought that was the Christmas miracle that everybody had been waiting for. And that 4 years went down, and everybody was waiting for it to be over after seemingly the first five starts. Like, is that just the one thing? If they finally go and sign the big pitcher, we need another pitcher, then people will finally be happy, or is it just we're not going to be happy because the guy that we saw last year in Mike Moustakas is now going to be going against us 19 times for the Cincinnati Reds?
I think it would have made more of a splash had they got one of those pitchers and not lost Moustakas and Grandal, because then people would have felt like, okay, we're going to try and win this thing this year. They got a big-name pitcher. They kept Moustakas and Grandal. Let's go. Now if you get a bigger-name pitcher, and I'm not a big Wheeler guy, but if you get a Wheeler from the Mets or something like that, you brought a Baumgartner. If you get one of those guys now with what you have left, now it feels like a complete waste of money because you don't have the offense to go with what you're going to need from a pitching standpoint. And there's still Hader at this point that there's rumblings about that, you know, they're listening to talks on Josh Hader. And a lot of people say, well, you should listen to talks on everybody. I saw some people on Twitter saying they trade Christian Yelich if there was a good enough deal to trade Christian Yelich at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think the reaction from
you
the fan base,
all those people.
The reaction from the fan base is going to be completely different if they get a pitcher now versus had they gotten that pitcher last year when they had Moustakas and Grandal here.
They were pushed up pretty well against it last year, payroll wise, and people apparently don't want to hear that anymore because that's not allegedly a fair conversation when it is an off balance playing field that you play in Major League Baseball, but. With the movement going a lot faster this year, it is easy to point to your two guys are the two quickest big names to go sign somewhere else. I don't know if there's anything to be said for that, Gary, but like it is December 3rd as we sit here. We're still 3.5 months away from going out to spring training and seeing what this team looks like. There's still so much time that I think it's pretty unfair to what the Milwaukee Brewers and David Stearns has done here so far in his tenure to panic and believe that they are just not going to get better at this point in time after what we've seen this couple of days.
Well, here's the angst, or maybe we really haven't talked about, because when David Stearns first took over, we thought it was a rebuild, right, Steve?
Yep.
5 years?
Yeah, that's what we were hoping.
That's right? What we were saying. Hoping. Yep.
And maybe we're back to that. Maybe we had too much success too fast, and he basically filled in the holes.
Yelich changed the game.
So yeah, he filled in the holes, and so did Lorenzo Cain. So they went and got some players and filled in some holes. So, But now you're basically back to square one. It's kind of well. I mean, you're losing. Is it 70 home runs or 65?
A bunch.
Yeah, between close to 70.
Just say
yeah.
a bunch.
Between just out of those two guys.
Yeah, and
that's a lot of production.
A lot to try. And right now, and it's more one way you skin a cat. But right now, I don't know who those guys that can go get you 70 home runs right now between two guys. I mean, what I'm looking at, younger guys, guys in the system. And I don't think those guys are here yet. That's what we were hoping. We said a five-year rebuild. I mean, I feel like I hear Joe in my head talking about this five-year rebuild. And I don't see those young guys that we drafted. How long has he been here now, Stern? Is it 3 years?
4 years, I
is
think.
Is it 4 years now? So where are those players at?
But see, well, that, you're
they
right.
They traded most of those guys.
They traded some of those guys for sure.
Brinson was supposed to be one of them. He's gone. He's
right.
Gone.
And the majority of those guys didn't work out as of yet, not to this point. But
Dubon is gone.
Remember,
right?
Moustakas, that was a one-year deal. That's
yes.
all that was.
Yeah.
Grandal,
so
same thing.
Yes.
So Stearns may very well do something similar where he's going to go get a veteran third baseman, one-year deal. Veteran first baseman, one-year deal. Veteran catcher, there's nobody left.
Well, there's no rebuild in one-year deal.
There's no
yeah,
catcher
but,
left.
But who are those guys that are going to give you 70 home runs?
They know who they are. Because I didn't know they could hit
I don't
they.
See them out there, Steve. I mean, when,
Josh
when they,
Donaldson
when
last
they did,
year.
When they did Moustakas, we knew who he was, right?
I understand.
When they did Grandal, we knew. Now, a lot of people didn't like Grandal because we saw him with the Dodgers and he was dropping all those balls.
Yep,
we thought that was a bad
balls,
ball.
Yep.
But his bat, he was perfect for Miller Park.
On both sides of the plate.
Well, you look at like a guy like Josh Donaldson, Billy, who went late in free agency on a one-year deal and then looked like the all-star that he was earlier in his career last year. And caught, you know, they caught lightning in a bottle, essentially signing him to the deal they did. And now you're in a situation here for the Brewers where you're kind of hoping to do something similar if you are going to try and compete at that level. Now, if you're not going to try and compete at that level, then it's trade Josh Hader, if that's what you want to do, and find me a young first baseman that can grow in this organization for a while, put him at first base and see what happens, if that's something you're looking to do.
And The Josh Hader conversation also was a big lightning rod yesterday that I think sparked a lot of immediate reaction to. If they are looking at that, it's because no team that continues to win and have sustainable success in a small market has guys seemingly every single year that are untouchable, right? Like, if anybody's untouchable, the only name that is untouchable at this point is Christian Yelich. As much as we all love Keston Hira, there's reasons why teams are calling on Keston Hira, because you believe you could get that. You believe that you'd be able to find a good price for Josh Hader, and if the value is what it is right now, I'm not against trading Josh Hader
as
a lot of people.
I'm not trading Josh Hader. I think if you want to continue to win, it's going to be about pitching. You cannot let him go if you want to win. He's what you build around.
He's not a starter or a closer.
But he's a lot of different things. But he's what you build around.
He's also incredibly volatile.
Yes. No.
The
reason why he was volatile last year, Billy, because I think that he was in the wrong spot.
No, I don't mean
they asked him to do more.
Right. I don't mean performance wise just from last year. I mean for the long term.
Yeah,
like if there's going to be somebody that ends up flaming out quicker, to me it does feel like Josh because of the throwing style, the throwing motion, the stress on the arm.
I was going to say this. You're right. Those guys always do, though.
That's the toughest part
those
for me.
Guys,
that's
yes.
where I see that being the value of a
those,
tie. As
those guys, you never know, right? You never know. I mean, when Doug Melvin was here, he used to go find those guys every year, didn't he, Stevie?
Yep.
Remember when he got Gagne?
Gagne. Eric Gagne. Yep.
Yeah, both of those guys.
I still think Josh Hader's most productive years
him
can
too.
Still be ahead of him, but the possibility for that dude to get hurt are definitely more vast than a lot of other guys. 414-799-1250.
Well, we're not asking Stern these kind of questions. It's just us.
Well, no,
guys.
We'll ask him some of these. I mean, we got to ask him about the Josh Hader thing. We got to ask him if he's
now,
always
now, Leroy,
about
you,
Josh
are you
I don't gonna, ask guys about rumors.
But Leroy, you going to let Steve answer the question without interrupting him?
Yeah, I'm going to monitor it.
Because you need to let Steve answer the question. And you can't
Steve,
be interrupted. You can't interrupt him now.
Steve is trying to.
Steve
know,
is trying to get the news, cuz.
You
the pertinent question.
You don't do that to
that
guests.
People,
you don't
pertinent
set
questions
guests
that people
up.
Want to hear.
That's why you have guests on.
No,
right.
You have guests on to promote their agenda and their narrative. We're not here to just combat people and argue with people. We're professionals.
Yeah. Like professionals, and professionals have game day parties over at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill.
There are such things as professional partiers. You wouldn't have to know yeah. those.
Yeah,
those guys get paid a lot of money.
Do you know anything about that? Steve, got a good question. You don't know nothing about that.
Couldn't you have done that for a career? Been a professional partier?
I bet you could have.
I can see you jumping off a little roof and jumping on a table.
Jumping off? No, I don't want that.
I'd be gone in like 6 months.
What
do you mean gone?
I'd be dead.
Well, we don't want you.
If you guys saw me partying at that level, yeah, there's not much.
Okay.
Football. I could do it. It'd be fun.
Right, yeah.
Go we'll see on that 40-foot TV that Steve got.
Yeah, where are they now? 6 feet under.
Yeah. Football Experience Party coming up at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill one more time coming up on Sunday, Green Bay and Washington. Obviously, the centerpiece of the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill in the Deer District
He's
across from Five Star Forum
is
the 40.
That's a Doma pigeon. How you say?
Steve's trying to do a read, man.
Hey, man, a dude walked in here with a horse.
It does look like a miniature horse.
That's a big
horse.
Dog.
That dog is huge, man.
And for you everybody, you can walk in with
Pomeranians and all that.
Yeah, an emotional support animal.
Yeah, Foreman Fleet. No, but you can, any dog. The Joker had like a cart full of dogs the other day in here.
That's different.
Five
this
of them
dog is huge. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leroy. Football Experience Party at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill coming up this Sunday. Green Bay and Washington is the game. And, of course, you want to be at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill located in the Deer District across from Five Star Forum. The centerpiece of the experience, a 42-foot-wide, ultra-high-definition screen TV surrounded by 9 big-screen TVs and the food, oh, baby, created by a team of talented chefs that elevate sports bars fare to a whole new level. Open for lunch during the week at 11 a.m. On Sundays, game days, they open at 10 a.m. because they got the NFL Sunday ticket. Give you plenty of time to get in there, get your seats, and be all set for the game. During the game itself, during the Green Bay game, we have prizes throughout the game courtesy of Waukesha. Actually, prizes at the end of the game, courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards. Always have some fun signed mini helmets from a current or former Packer player or signed photos. Even had a birdhouse we gave away, the Packers birdhouse we gave away this last week. Miller Lite prizes throughout the game as well if you answer our trivia questions. And, of course, it's 3 levels. You have the luxury skyboxes on the 3rd level. 2nd level, mezzanine level sitting. I think they're the best seats in the house. I don't know what Billy's laughing at. And we also have the 1st level as well. Make sure to reserve your seats ahead of time. Call ahead. Reserve your seats for this Sunday's game between Green Bay and Washington. Be a part of the Football Experience Party.
Nice.
At the Mecca. Check them out at the Mecca, MKE.com. What
Scary,
is so
a little
fun?
Confused.
About the birdhouse, cuz.
The birdhouse, that's a big deal.
It was last week.
Was it a wooden birdhouse?
Yes.
Wood.
Yes. Yeah.
Was it a Packer one?
The
manager, Eric, general manager Eric, is like, where did you get this thing from? I said, Waukesha Sports Cars, man.
Yep.
I
said, they sell a ton of them.
I don't know where they got it from.
I've signed hundreds of
they
them.
They are. I mean, you need a nice size tree.
Steve,
I got one. It's going to break a branch right off your tree if it's not a sturdy branch.
Well,
it's heavy.
I got a
Brewers
squirrels,
one.
Though.
You got a Brewers one.
Birdhouse.
Really?
Yeah. But my dog, Maddie, ate it though.
I'm going to say, so you guys like.
She ate the
she ate the birdhouse, yeah, because she loved wood. She loved wood.
Oh, she's just gnawing on it.
Oh, I thought you meant like the bird inside the house.
She eat that too.
Yeah, I was going to say, just scarf that thing down right there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. She eat that thing right up, cuz.
No, she won't.
What?
100%.
Oh, Leroy, she chased them all, them little things that come out of the hole.
Gophers? Chipmunks?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Oh, that's good exercise.
Because she chased them things around. Them things, she put a hurting on them. She had one of them.
Put a hurting on them, Leroy. You from the South.
She had one of them. Hey, Leroy, she came on the set, one of them in the mouth. Dropped right on the door. Boom,
mouth?
Look what I got, Dad. Go get another one of these jokers. Let him stick his head up. See what I do.
How proud of me are you?
Huh?
Like bringing it back like a prize.
Yeah.
Dad, here
tail
it is.
All up. Tail all up. Wagging. Butt wagging. Dropped it down at my feet. All blood everywhere. Hey, Dad, I'm going to get these jokers. I told you. I was messing with the whole day. You ain't gonna get down one of them. You're not going to get one. I was laughing at it the whole day.
She said, hold my beer.
I turned my back, Billy came back, boom, there it is. I got this joker.
Let the record show that this man has said ha 15 times, and we heard one ha, but.
We got to get to a break.
We got
to
get to a break.
Well,
13th annual Fan Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robinson, South of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on The Fan.
We're out here live at the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest inside the Bears Sunroom Studios. It is a madhouse in here. We're out here at 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. You can stop by with a new unwrapped toy donation. Also, the dip jars are available that you can just pull up. Our lovely volunteers will just run on out, grab the dip jar, put it right there, let you slide your card right on in and make a donation that way as well. Thanks to our sponsors out here, for our presenting sponsors, Bayview Shade and Blind, along with Annex Wealth Management. Also, Marrakesh Loans, Prime Cigar Bar in Brookfield, Tabak Law, and the Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183. Mayor Dan Bukiewicz of the city of Oak Creek in the house. Mayor, I have to say, first off, I love your jingle. In the city of Oak Creek, it's all happening out here.
It is happening out here, and we always say, come on in, discover, and celebrate Oak Creek, and you can do that tomorrow night at our tree lighting. A lot of festivities going on at the square, so feel free after this show, come on down and visit us.
Okay, so now we have to tell people that have no idea what you're talking about. The square is Drexel Town Square. Tell everybody what that's
all
about. You
are correct. Drexel Town Square is the heart of our city where our civic center sits. It's aligned with restaurants, hotels, and a lot of things going on. All-day craft fair tomorrow. It's going to be characters from Frozen. So a lot of things to do for the family there. Bring them on down. Festivities start at 5.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. The other thing about Oak Creek, since I've been here, and Leroy lives here too, as he talks about so much, it just doesn't ever stop. It doesn't feel like it ever stops. I mean, you have IKEA that just went up over here on Rawson. I was at that opening ceremony at 4:30 in the morning. My boy Andy Spitzer, who does a podcast with me out there. And you guys talked about, you know, it being a huge deal, and it's not done, right? You guys have more building that's coming up and around IKEA.
No, and let me share this with you. This is the first radio show I've been on to share this with you.
Okay.
That IKEA space is really some prime real estate. And we're about to ink a deal for a couple hotels and convention places.
Nice. That's beautiful.
So you heard it first here on the Fan 107.
105.7 FM. The
it's
Fan.
Happening in the city of Oak Creek.
Okay, so you have that going on there. And then you also have real estate that, as a member of Oak Creek, I love so much because it's away from the interstate and it's kind of ours and ours only. Down by the lake, you've added and developed some land down by the lake as well.
Correct. We have about a 100-acre park down there in Lake Vista Park. We have another 100 acres to develop, and we're looking at some residential-type and commercial-type uses down there. So a little bit longer play down there, but we're very, very choosy as to what we're going to do down there with that land.
And it really has been outstanding. I mean, for people that don't realize this, a lot of this development was either, it was an old factory, right? It was AC Delco factory.
Correct.
It's what Drexel Town Square eventually became.
You're exactly right. Drexel Town Square was a brownfield site. It was an abandoned auto factory. The lakefront land you addressed, that was all
glue factories or something?
That was glue factories and polluted land that we refurbished and brought up. And if you look across the way here, that's a greenfield brownfield redevelopment right there. That was contaminated land that's now being put to use for the taxpayers.
That's awesome. Not only, Dan, are you the mayor of Oak Creek, but you also hold other hats as well, right?
Correct. I'm the president of the Milwaukee Building Trades Council.
So what does that mean?
That's a big fancy word. I represent all the organized construction unions in the area, the people that are building your Fiserv's Arena, your Northwest Mutuals, your Moderns. You name it, they're doing the road work. They're the people that are building safe, reliable, safe buildings with proper installations.
Say no joke, Billy. I mean, we don't have anybody really relying on us per se. He's got the whole city of Oak Creek on his shoulders, and he's got all these other people relying on him to do his job correctly.
Well, I got a lot of help because the unions are the ones that pull the weight.
No
they
doubt.
Train the people. They create the family-supporting jobs. And that's what we're really here to celebrate, is what the union is about and how we not only build communities, but we build careers.
Who would you bring with you, Mayor Dan?
I have Corey Gall from Sprinkler Fitters 183, and he's here to present a check from the entire UA, which includes Plumbers Local 75, as well as Steam Fitters 601. They did the bulwark here this summer with a golf tournament, and I'm going to let Corey take it from here.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan. No, we've been a sponsor of the toy drive for a long time at Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, and we started utilizing our golf outing that we do in the summers to raise money to help support it as well, to keep driving, being able to donate more. And this year we teamed up with Plumbers Local 75, and together the two locals we raised $8,000.
Wow. Holy cow. That's a big number.
Yeah, so and that's through, you know, sponsorships from our vendors, our signatory contractors, and then but the bulk that money comes from donations from our members, that participate in the golf outing and donate money to this cause. So we were able to raise $8,000, and what we did with that is used $1,000 of it to purchase toys.
That's awesome.
To help fill the trailer. And then we got $1,000 in gift cards for the families that come to visit.
Yep, and that's the one thing, you know, we've talked about in the past with Gary Ellerson, who's a former teammate, Kenny Stills, had a child who had to be flown up to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin to be dealt with, and then had to go back, and they were constantly coming back and forth. So when they come up, they obviously stay at Ronald McDonald House or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times you hear stories from Children's Hospital and their side of things is, you know, they come up and they forget to pack their toothbrush, they forget this, they forget that, and these gift cards that, like, you're donating help these families out. Maybe, you know, going through some rough times for their child or whatever else, could use dinner that night. Now that they're able to have dinner because they get a gift card from Children's Hospital. Here, go have dinner on us here at Children's. So all of those things are great things. We rarely ever really talk about it during the toy drive, but all of that stuff is good stuff.
Yeah, and so, you know, so then we had $6,000 left, and we want to donate a check to the toy drive.
That is awesome.
So this is for you guys here, and you know, thanks for all you do. And this was based on a lot of suggestions from you and the rest of the staff.
Sure.
Here at the station, that, you know, that told us, you know, that I think, you know, to go spend, you know, buy $8,000 worth of toys would be a little ridiculous and probably
sure would be fun though.
Right?
Yeah, you'd have a heck of a time. You clean out Toyland and have some money left. You're like, now what?
Right.
Toyland here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that is absolutely amazing. So, just quickly here. Your golf outing that you guys do it every year, you say, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when is it? Can the public play in it, or how does that all work?
Between the two locals, we pack.
Fill up a golf course?
Yeah, we fill up. We do it out at Ironwood in Sussex.
Oh, real nice golf
course. We fill up
course.
All three nines.
You all don't mess around.
So it's a full event.
That's
just
great.
From our membership. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Incredible.
Thank you very much.
Could not. Yeah. Thank you enough for your generosity. I don't even think I can touch that kind of stuff. I don't think that my hands are valuable enough. So we'll give it into our trusted support over here. Guys, really appreciate you hanging out and being here and being a part of it. Thank you for all you guys have done.
Absolutely.
As well as all the buildings that you keep putting up here in the middle of our city.
Thank you guys for hosting this. This is a well done event. And again, it's for a great cause. There's nothing more important than our children or our future. That's what the building trade strives for, is really securing the future of individuals. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks so much, guys, for coming out. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. This is the Wendy's Big Show live out here at the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Guys, thank you so much for being a part of it, Mayor Dan, as well, out here live. Guys, right now I can tell you about the Beaufort and Christmas Locker. It is the holiday season, and nothing brings people together like good causes, good fortune, as well as maybe a couple of spirits and maybe a couple of beers. The Beaufort and Christmas Lager, the beer that you're going to want for your holiday gatherings this year. You can go try some out this Friday at Total Wine and More in Brookfield, live from 3 to 6. It's a free beer Friday. Also pick up a six-pack at Woodman's. Also, Sendix Fine Foods. You can go to Discount Liquor and Consumer Beverage. They have the entire lineup of Beaufort and Chris drinkable, the kind of unmatched quality that only a family-owned brewery can provide. Once again, it's the Beaufort and Christmas Lager, drinking the bop this holiday season with us. Come back. We're out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. My man Bart Winkler is live from the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. He joins us next. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
13th annual Fan Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, live at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Fivers here, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. We're all out here in Oak Creek, and out in Waukesha, our good friend Bart Winkler is collecting your toys and talking to patrons as they cross through. Bart, how does it feel to be working in the afternoon, man? Good hearing from
stinks.
You.
Oh, it's good to be back in the afternoon, boys. We're here at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet, of course, in Waukesha.
We're here. We'll be here till 6. So those that can't get all the way over to Oak Creek, if you're on this side of town and want to still help out with dropping off a toy or even buying a toy in Toyland, as we're about to do, you come on by. We'll be here till 6 o'clock today. I love doing this and getting out to this side of town as well.
So did you say you're going to be out buying toys? Is that what you're planning on doing right now? You're walking through Toyland doing some selection at the moment?
He just became a father. He can't pick out no toys.
Yeah, I misspoke, but since I just said it on the air, I do not have to go buy a toy as required by law. So, yeah, I'll go buy
Bart,
something,
cover
of course.
Your tracks. There you go.
Attaboy, Bart. Attaboy. So out in Waukesha, you can find Bart Winkler, that's right off I-94. Oh, right off I-94. You take a left right there off of Blue Mountain Road. You find
it's my Arby's. There's a whole Walgreens there.
That is not nice. It's just not nice.
Well, that's okay, though, because next break, let's hear from Chuck then, because it's both of you out there, right?
You just heard from Chuck.
Yeah, you're funny.
Where's Gary? I thought Gary wanted to talk.
Hey, I'm right here, buddy. How you doing?
How you been, bud?
Yeah, bud. Did you just say you made a mistake and you misspoke?
Yeah, I did, Gary. I did.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay.
It happens
sometimes, right, Leroy?
Yeah. Every day for me.
So, okay, Booger McFarland is the worst broadcaster ever, and Gary's trying to defend him because he's not bad 100% of the time.
No, I just say it happens sometimes, right? We miss
Booger McFarland is brutal.
Is he?
You just jealous you ain't got that job. You working with us, so just be happy.
Oh, there's no place I'd rather be.
Thank you. Let Booger be that. You stay with us. We need you changing lives.
I like how Bart says there's no place else I'd rather be. 35 minutes away from you guys. Probably about 35 miles away. Well played, Bart. Well done. I like that. Nice job. Also,
we'd like to see you. We'll be here till 6. It's the same drill, just if you can't get to Oak Creek. We're going to do this today and then Thursday. So 4 to 6, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. You can't miss us. We're right there. Brenda's on her way. She's here. Brenda's here that you guys were mentioning.
Brenda's
love the owl story, Sparky. I'm looking forward to seeing that on the news.
He was running.
Well, me and the shopping cart won't be on the news. Me and the shopping cart won't be on the news necessarily because CBS 58 was interviewing Brenda, who's out there in Waukesha with you. Now left Oak Creek and drove out to Waukesha to be with you to help collect toys. They were interviewing her, and in the meantime, Will Fuentes, our great promotions guy out here, decided that pushing me in a shopping cart around the Blaine's Farm and Fleet parking lot would have been funny. And
we got a video of it too.
Yeah, clearly it was very funny, so that was good.
Sparky's final inspection has come a long way from racing to now carts in a parking lot.
I'll be honest with you, Bart. Well,
Bart, he told us he was too busy to eat today.
Yeah, Bart.
I'm too busy. I haven't eaten.
Bart.
Then wolf down a nice Wendy's burger.
Yeah, that Baconator was good. Yeah, I will say this, though. If there is such a thing as shopping cart races, I think me and Will could win.
You guys would have no chance versus with me and Chuck.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, they'll
Chuck.
Beat you guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you
yeah,
probably
we're
got
not
me
very
by.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck pushing you is not going to be as fast as Will.
Chuck might pull a hamstring.
And I'm pretty sure I'm lighter than you are, so, yeah, I don't think you would win.
Well, hey, I want to give a –
Wait, see, I think we take these guys right off the bat. It wouldn't even be off the sheet.
I just want to give a special shout-out again to a guy who was with us this morning. His name's Rick. We met him actually at this Waukesha last year, and he had a Packer party, and he just charged people $5 a head, and he supplied all the food and booze, and he took that $200 and then donated to our toy drive. This year, he made $1,800 that he dropped off this morning, and then during our show, he cooked us the full meal. It was a fish fry with the beans and the chips and the dip and everything.
It was
incredible.
What do you
mean cooked it? $1,800 that dude raised.
Cooked it, huh?
Sat here and made them breakfast.
Yeah, he made it in the kitchen or the employee lounge at the Blaine's at Oak Creek. And
then served it to you.
And then served it to us like the kings that we are.
Well, you are.
I think I'll just stick to Perkins.
Well, that's there, too.
Hey, man, that's me.
That's a Leroy Butler for you right
that's
there.
That's me.
Bart, we'll talk to you soon. Collect some toys and stay out of trouble out there in Waukesha.
Go see what he look like, it's America. Go out there.
It's a great
there,
city. Great time in Waukesha. But even more fun out here in the city of Oak Creek. Bart, we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
See you, boys.
Right. Later, buddy. That's Bart Winkler, 414-799-1250. You go out and see him. Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek is where we are. He's out at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha collecting toys until 6 o'clock. 414-799-1250. Holding on forever out in Madison is Jimmy. Jimmy, we appreciate you holding on. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Okay, we don't have Jimmy, as that's what happens when you don't have the best communication. That is my
that's
fault.
That's okay. We got some stuff going on out here at the toy drive again. John in South Milwaukee just dropped off a cart full of toys.
Nice.
To the toy drive. Dave Watkins, who was out here last year, remember he made the picture that we ended up giving away?
Yeah.
Him and his son were out here. They dropped off a bunch of toys as well. Keegan and Grant and Nick from Racine, they dropped off a bunch of toys as well. Earlier, Debbie and Katie stopped by with their toys. Glenn from Greenfield stopped by, too. So thanks for everybody coming out here to the toy drive, dropping off toys, making online donations. And you know, our teacher, they just tweeted out from Pilgrim out in Elm Grove.
Uh-huh.
She comes every year with her class and shows up. Uh-huh. They just tweeted out they are currently shopping for their toys. They have $2,000 to spend in toys currently, and they're on the shopping spree as we speak, her and the kids. So I don't know if we'll see them today or tomorrow. But
okay, well, we'll be here.
But they're going to bring $2,000 worth of toys, and that is just amazing.
Well, we're going to be here.
That's awesome.
And you could be out at the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center working on your swing.
Yes, you can, guys. Just because outdoor golf season may have ended early, don't put your clubs away. Just yet. You can keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art high-definition golf simulators or over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others. Get a foursome together for pizza, wings, and full alcohol bar, or make your office holiday party really special this year as you swing away while it snows outside.
So Wendy's Big Show live out here at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. A couple more hours. You can also, if you can't make it this far east, and a little bit south over here in the southeast part of the city, go on over to the west side and say hello to my friend Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman out at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. We're here till 6 o'clock. Then Tim Allen takes over with Paul Wagner, 6 to 8. It's the debut of Hot Stove Weekly this year. They'll have a lot of Brewers conversation. They'll also talk to Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy. Yes, Sparky?
So I just got something sent to me. Remember Mayor Dan was out here, Leroy, and you were hanging around because he lives in Oak Creek, and we were talking about the IKEA space. And he said, hotel, convention center, something along those lines.
Breaking news.
There's a new story up right now. Wilderness Resort owner eyes land near Oak Creek IKEA. So they could have the Wilderness Water Park. Is that the one? What's the one in Gurnee, Leroy? Is that or is that Great Wolf Lodge? I think that's
Great
Wolf Lodge.
Yeah,
that's in Gurnee. But between the Dells and Gurnee, Billy, there are no – I mean, you have the one on
– In Pewaukee,
right?
Yeah.
But Kenosha, Racine, this area, there's nothing. So for you, when you were growing up in the Whitnall area, you would have had to go to the Dells, right?
Yeah.
Because that was the closest?
Otherwise, Country Springs, just, as you guys said.
Country Springs would be another one.
Oh, we just use a water tub and a foot tub.
Yeah.
The water hose and a foot
tub. I can't swim, so that's kind of.
You can't
swim? Come on.
No, all white people can swim, man. It's black folks can't swim.
I sink right to the bottom.
That's just lame.
Yeah. No,
I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it either. I bet you could do a great back float.
Wendy's Big Show live out here, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet Toy Drive, here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.